swatted the other.
Bartel looked the most likely. Clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackey. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force. Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Gets it from Mitchell. Bourbon kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. Gathers the football. Oh! Oh, he's kicked it in a goal. He's put it through to the outside of the boot, running to the wrong pocket. Oh, can you believe that?
That is delicious.
Good afternoon, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and welcome to another exciting edition of Footy Frenzy. I'm your host, Luke, and I'm joined by Hugo and Riley. Hugues, how are we?
Good, thanks.
Riley, how are you, mate?
Good.
Before we jump into the show, you guys got a big final this weekend, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Who are you guys playing?
We're playing Mount Eliza Blue.
Where at?
At Langwarrin.
Is this the granny?
No, it's the prelim to get into the granny.
Yeah.
You going to win?
Maybe.
There's a chance.
I'll ask you again. Are you going to win?
Yes.
That's better. Great round of football we just had, boys. Lots of stories to talk about, but let's jump straight into the action with the first game, which was Friday night, Geelong versus the Saints.
Yeah, I've got that one. Geelong, 18-15, 123. St Kilda, 11-15, 81. Goals for Geelong, Hawkins got 6, T Hunt got 2, West got 2, Motlop got 2, Podsy Adley got 2, Stokes, Murdoch, Mackey, Chapman all got singles. St Kilda, Milne got 4, Saad got 3, Jury, Armitage, Goddard and Schneider all got singles. Best for Geelong, Kelly, Duncan, Hawkins, Johnson, West, Taylor, Jay Hunt and Murdoch. For St Kilda best, we have Graham, Montagna, Hayes, Milne, Armitage, Ekevoy, Saad and Dempster.
Riley, tell us about this game.
Okay. Geelong has held off a determined St Kilda to run out 42-point winners at Etihad Stadium on Friday night. The Cats have ended the Saints' hopes of playing in a fifth consecutive finals series. Tom Hawkins seemed ready to single-handedly tear the Saints apart, exploiting their lack of size in defence and beating James Gwilt on the lead to have 4 first half goals and finish with 6 for the night.
Now, boys, this game, St Kilda came back. They got within a kick. This all happened when Cozzy went off. They subbed him off. What do you do if you're the coach of St Kilda with Kaczynski next year? Do you trade him or delist him or do you keep him? What would you do, Hugo, with Justin Kaczynski? What would you do?
I would probably
keep him, trade him, or delist him.
I'd probably keep him.
For how much longer? I think he's almost, he's 29, he's getting old.
Couple of years.
Okay. Riley, what would you do? Trade him, delist him, keep him?
Yeah, keep him.
You'd keep him?
Yeah, but only for a couple of years too.
All right, fair enough. Geelong, are we underestimating them?
A little bit.
Can they win the grand final from outside the top four?
No.
You don't think they can?
No.
Would St Kilda have been closer had Riewoldt have played on Friday night?
Yeah, I reckon they would have, because Riewoldt's a good player.
Yep.
And he gets the ball down there.
Very good. Let's jump on to the next game, guys. Which was?
Yes. Essendon, Carlton. Essendon, 8-12, 60. Carlton, 24-12, 156. Goals for Essendon. Cramery, 2, Ryder 2, Watson, Lonergan, Stanton, Hurley all got singles. Carlton, Waite 5, McLean 3, Simpson 3, Walker 3, Garlett 3, Casfolt 3, Betts 2 and Murphy 2. Best for Essendon, Watson, Brown and Hooker. Carlton, Murphy, Gibbs, McLean, Waite, Simpson, Judd, Betts and Casbolt.
Before we jump into that, Riley, how many bests were there for Essendon? Can you just count them?
3.
Yeah. That basically sums up Essendon's game for you. Hughes, tell us about that game.
Well, Essendon slide from top for a certainties to September spectators has continued following a 96-point belting from Carlton at the MCG on Saturday. It was the Bombers' fifth straight loss, and with an 11-9 record, they are now outside the top eight for the first time since round one. The Blues are also 11-9 and remaining in the finals hunt after one of their most complete performances of the year. Carlton's win was fueled by its best second team term of the year, when, with a 7-0 edge in the centre clearances and countless avenues to goal, the Blues rattled on 10-1 to extend a 15-point lead at the first change to 52 points at halftime.
Hughes, your mob, is that the best you've seen them play for a long time?
Personally, I think it was.
Yeah. Who do you think stood out for the Blues?
For the Blues, I reckon Eddie Betts. I reckon Eddie Betts the most because, for one, he's my favourite player.
And you thought he played well?
Yeah.
Now, as a Carlton supporter, who's the most important player at Carlton? Is it Chris Judd, Carrazzo, or Mark Murphy?
Everybody's saying Chris Judd at the moment, but
your opinion?
I'm thinking Murphy.
Okay. I actually agree with you on that one, Hughes. Now, Riley, Carlton.
Yeah.
Big win. Will they play finals?
They have a chance. Yeah.
Do you think they will? Yes or no?
Yes.
Hugo, will they play finals? Yes or no?
Yes, I think they will.
Okay. Let's jump on to the next game, guys.
Yep.
And this was one for the highlight reel.
Greater Western Sydney, 9-5, 59. Melbourne, 11-18, 84. Best for Greater Western Sydney had Green, Gills, Power, Adams and Phillips. Melbourne, we had Dunn, Grimes, Howie, Trengove, MacDonald. Goals for Greater Western Sydney, we had Green got two, Gills, Power, Adams, Phillips, MacDonald, Smith and Davis all got singles. Melbourne, goals, we had Howie got three, Seller got two, Trengove got two, Rivers got two, Green and Grimms got singles.
Melbourne has secured its fourth win of the year with a scrappy victory against the Greater Western Sydney at Manuka Oval on Saturday. In a sloppy contest in windy conditions, the inaccurate Demons edged away from the Giants after quarter time. The victory means Melbourne will almost certainly avoid the Wooden Spoon, with the Demons now two wins above Gold Coast and the Giants, who are last.
Yeah, this game won't feature on any footy flashbacks anytime soon. It was hard to watch at times. It was very scrappy. One positive out of that game, Toby Green, absolute superstar for GWS. He's actually got the most possessions of any 18-year-old to have ever played the game. And it's a travesty that he can't win the Rising Star for indiscretion, which was absolutely ridiculous. We don't really need to talk about this game, do we?
No.
All
right, let's move on, boys.
Okay. I got Fremantle, Richmond. Fremantle, 13-16-94. Richmond, 11-6-72. Goals for Fremantle. Pavlich, 3. Ballantyne, 3. DeBow, 2. Hill, Main, Mazungu, Walters, Bradley all got singles. Richmond, King, 3. Rewalt, 2. Deledio, 2. Nahas, White, Edwards and Hanlon all got singles. Best for Fremantle, Duffield, Ballantyne, Mundy, Barlow, Sanderlands and McFarlane. For Richmond, Cochin, King, Tuck, Grigg, Martin and White.
Yep, I'll tell you something about this game. Fremantle skipper Matthew Pavlich suffered a series of injury scares and ruckman Aaron Sanderlands made a surprise return as Frio surged past Richmond by 22 points at Paterson Stadium on Saturday. Fremantle 12-8 surged into eighth spot on the table following its sixth win from its past seven games. But Freo's finals credentials will be put to the test in next weekend's crunch class with North Melbourne at Etihad Stadium. Richmond's 11th loss of the year ended its hopes of playing finals football. Trent Cochin's blistering form continued with 32 possessions and Shane Tuck battled hard, but Fremantle's fierce tackling proved too much for the inexperienced Tigers to handle.
Riley, if you were the Richmond coach, okay, and all week you've been told Aaron Sanderlands isn't going to play and then all of a sudden Aaron Sanderlands does play, are you annoyed if you're the Richmond coach?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think it was a little bit dodgy what they did?
Yeah, it's very dodgy.
Where do you rank him in the Ruckman in the AFL? Is he the best or who do you think's the best?
Natanui.
You think Natanui's better?
Yeah.
Is Sanderlands in the top five?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's jump on to the next game, guys.
Yep, Geelong and St Kilda. Geelong got 18-15-123. St Kilda got 11-15-81. Goals for Geelong got Hawkins got 6, T Hunt got 2, West got 2, Motlop got 2, Podziad. Oh, Collingwood and North Melbourne. Collingwood got 8-13-61. North Melbourne got 13-13-91. Goals for Collingwood got Beams got 2, Tarrant, Filoso, Didac, Blair, Sinclair, Pendlebury all got singles. North Melbourne, Tarrant got 3, Thomas got 3, Pritchard got 3, Hanson got 2, Garlett and Zeeble. Best for Collingwood, Beams, Blair, Pendlebury, Thomas and Sidebottom. North Melbourne, Goldston, Harvey, Thompson, Petrie, Delaney, McConnon, Hanson. North Melbourne has stamped itself as a dangerous finals wild card, comprehensively outplaying its bogey team, Collingwood, by 30 points at Etihad Stadium on Saturday night.
Tell us about it, Riley.
Okay. Kangaroos had lost their past four encounters against the Magpies by an average of 80.5 points and looked like they might be in for another tough game when the Pies raced to a 24-point lead within the opening 12 minutes. But North's high disposal game soon clicked and they kicked 13 of the next 17 goals. The win maintains the Roos hold on sixth spot on the ladder, 13-7, and with a round 23 encounter against Greater Western Sydney to come, virtually assures them of playing finals for the first time since 2008. They will enter September in red-hot form, having now won 9 of their past 10 games and 6 straight.
Going to give myself a pat on the back. I did pick North Melbourne last week on the show. Did think their handball game would open up Collingwood, and it did. Riley, as a Collingwood supporter, were you disappointed the way that Collingwood played on Saturday night?
Yeah.
Was it below their best, or did Collingwood play badly, or did North Melbourne play well?
I reckon Collingwood played badly.
Okay. So, and did you hear that Chris Tarrant announced his retirement today?
No.
So Chris Tarrant will be retiring at the end of the season, so congratulations on a fantastic career. North Melbourne, can they win the flag, Hugo?
Well, they have a bit of a chance, yeah. I reckon. So I'm going to say yes.
Yeah? So yeah. You realistically think they're a genuine chance?
Yes.
I agree with you. I think their best football is very good and hopefully they can maintain it to create an exciting September. Let's jump on to the next game.
Okay. Brisbane and Adelaide. Brisbane. 13-17-95. Adelaide 12-13-85. Goals for Brisbane: Buick 3, Rich 2, Brown 2, Black, Hudson, Liesel, Polkinghorne, Rains, and Rockcliffe all got singles. Adelaide: Walker 4, Callanan 4, Jenkins, John Cock, Petrenko and Vince all got singles. Best for Brisbane, Redden, Black, Adcock, Zorko, Hanley and Rich. For Adelaide, Thompson, Walker, Dangerfield, Shaw and Callanan. About the game, Hugo?
Yep. The Brisbane Lions have pulled off a stunning come-from-behind victory against Flag Fancy Adelaide, storming back from a goalless opening quarter to win by 10 points at the Gabba. A Tom Rockliffe cracker with just 45 seconds on the clock sealed the game for the Lions, who at one point were trailing by 38 points. The Crows bolted out of the blocks, banging on six goals in the opening term while restricting the home team to their 3 points, but somehow coughed up the game.
Yep. Fantastic game by Brisbane. They were down by 38 points at quarter time, clawed their way back into it. Adelaide, I don't know how they lost it. How disappointed would you be if you were the Adelaide coach and this game would have basically, if you had a won this, it would have pretty much assured you a top. They would have been sitting top of the ladder had they had a won that game. How annoyed would you be as the coach, Hughes?
I'd be devastated.
All of a sudden, they're equal with Hawthorn and Collingwood for wins and they can't finish on top unless results go their way. And how important is a home final, Hugo?
Very important.
Especially for a club like Adelaide, yeah.
Yes.
Can they win the grand final? Can they make the grand final if they don't get a home final week one?
I reckon they could make the grand final, but I'm not thinking that they would win the grand final.
Okay. And Riley?
Yeah?
Do you think Brisbane's on the right path? They're building?
Yeah.
They've had some good scalps. They've beaten West Coast and Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
Are their kids good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do you think Jonathan Brown should play again next year?
Maybe for one more year.
One more year? And what about Simon Black?
Yeah.
Yeah? You reckon keep him around?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's jump on to the next game, guys.
Yep, Port Adelaide and West Coast. Port Adelaide, 16-14, 50. West Coast, 14-14, 98. Goals for Port Adelaide. Skewell's got two. Bet Ebert, Wingard, Westhoff and Pierce got singles. West Coast goals. Darling got three. Nantanu got three. Maston got two. Hearn got two. Kerr, McGinnity, Hill, S. Selwood got singles. Best for Port Adelaide. Pierce, Corns, Brodvet, Westhoff, Brad, Ebert and Trengove got singles. Best West Coast got S. Selwood, Pritis, Natanui, Maston, Cox and Darling. And, yeah.
Tell us about it, Riley. This absolute blockbuster of a game.
West Coast kept up the pressure on top four with a 48-point win over Port Adelaide in a match notable for its lack of intensity. Port Adelaide had only one goal to half-time and trailed by 49 points when the Eagles kicked the first major of the second half, but woke up the small crowd with the three successive goals just before the last change. The brief flurry meant little, however, as West Coast pulled away again in the last term. Oh, yeah.
After that little flurry, Buddha Hocking, the coach, came down and dragged the players out to the members' wing so they could be, you know how they have their quarter time and three quarter time address?
Yeah.
He dragged them over to the members' wing so they could be in front of the fans. The only problem was there was no fans at the game, so it was a little bit pointless. They had a crowd of just over 10,000, and I think that was very generous counting by the AFL, and they need to look into that. Does anyone care about this game?
No.
Nah, let's move on.
Okay. Bulldogs and Swans. Bulldogs 13-7, 85. Swans 26-11, 167. Bulldogs, goals for Bulldogs. Addison 4, Dixon 3,
Gian Syracuse.
Gian Syracuse 2, Cordy, Johansson, Lake, Picken all got singles. Sydney Swans, Goods 3, Mumford 3, Pike 3, Roberts, Thompson 3, Hanoveri 2, McGlynn 2, O'Keefe, Keith 2, Reed 2, Jack, Jeddah, Kennedy, McVeigh, Morton and Parker all got singles. And best, Bulldogs, Griffin, Boyd, Smith, Dixon, Addison and Jong. Swans, best, Kennedy, Jack, Pike, Goods, Parker, O'Keefe, Roberts, Thompson and Grundy.
Yep. The Sydney Swans have left a game clear atop the AFL ladder after overcoming an early scare to hammer the Western Bulldogs by 82 points at Etihad Stadium on Sunday. At the 10-point mark of the second quarter, the Swans trailed the determined Dogs by 17 points before slamming on the next 10 goals. In the face of an overwhelming tide, Bulldogs star Ryan Griffin amassed 47 disposals, eclipsing the previous club record of 46. The Swans now face a tough time holding on to top spot with their final two minor round clashes being against Hawthorn at the SCG and Geelong at Simons Stadium.
Doggies were good in the first quarter and a half. They had a lot of intensity, but at the end they just ran out of legs and the bigger bodies got the job done. Hugo, one word answer. Sydney, can they win the premiership?
No.
Why?
I don't reckon Sydney could win because how they've lost to Bulldogs and
they beat the Bulldogs.
Did they?
They just smashed them by 80 points. They played them on the weekend.
Oh yeah. No. Yes, Sydney can win the flag, but yeah.
Okay, so it's a yes. Yes. All right, we'll leave it at that. Riley, can the Swans win the flag?
Yes.
Yes, I agree. That's why they're sitting on top of the ladder. Bulldogs, if the Bulldogs could have any player in the AFL from another team, who would they take, Riley?
Cloak.
Yep, you reckon they needed to key forward? I agree with you on that one. Hughes, who do you think the Bulldogs would take if they could have any player?
In the whole AFL?
Whole AFL. They can take one player.
Buddy?
So you think they need a forward as well?
Yep.
Okay. I agree with you both on that one. Let's jump on to the last game of the round, which was another scrappy affair.
Yep. Hawthorn and Gold Coast. Hawthorn goals 19-15-129. Gold Coast 10-5-65. Goals for Hawthorn. Gunston got 4. Rufford got 2. Savage got 2. Stock and Marcus got 2, Smith got 2, Ellis got 2, Bruce, Hale, Lewis and Popolo got singles and Shields. Gold Coast, May got 3, Ablett got 2, Brown got 2, Magan got 2 and Taylor got the single. Best Hawthorn, best for Hawthorn, Hale, Rufford, Sewell, Gunston, Savage, Hodge and Birchall. Gold Coast best were May, Ablett, Bennell, Magan and Stanley.
Riley, tell us about this scrappy encounter at the G.
Hawthorn stole clear of Gold Coast to win their match at the MCG by 64 points on Sunday. Hawthorn's victory enabled it to jump ahead of Adelaide and Collingwood by percentage and move into second place. Hawthorn defeated the Suns by only 9 points in their previous match at Metricon Stadium in the final round last year, but the Suns had no hope of drawing so close in this game. While Hawthorn could be excused for preserving themselves on the eve of the finals, the Suns showed bursts of spirit before running out of the puff in last quarter. The Swans and the Hawks play atop of the table clash at the SCG next Saturday evening.
Doesn't it set it up beautifully? 1-2 next Saturday at the SCG. Hugo, who do you think will win, Hawthorn or Sydney?
Hawthorn.
Riley?
Hawthorn.
Okay. We don't really need to talk much about this game other than I think Gold Coast has found themselves a forward in May. He played really well. He's a backman turned forward, so let's hope he can continue that. Ablett, no one went to him. He racked up another 40-plus touches, so meh. Let's move on to the most prestigious award in the AFL at the moment. This is the one the players are all tweeting and talking about. It's the Tommy Ellis Industries Player of the Week. And this week, who is it, Hugo?
It's Toby Green.
And Riley, what was his stats?
Kicks 20, HV 18, disposal 38, marks 7, clearances 9, tackles 4, 2 goals, And Dream Team, 146.
So that's Toby Green from GWS, the young 18-year-old. Apologies to Ablett, Griffin, Beams, Murphy, Goods and Hale. Now, boys, let's have a quick look at the ladder. We've narrowed it down to 10. Before we go to the top part, I just want a yes or no answer from you guys as to whether they'll play finals. In 10th, we have Essendon with 44. Yes or no?
No.
No.
In 9th, we have Carlton with 44. Yes or no?
No.
No.
So you don't think anyone will come out or go in?
No.
All right. So Fremantle at 8th with 48. You think they'll play finals?
Yes.
Geelong at 52.
Yes.
Yeah.
North Melbourne?
Yeah. Yep.
West Coast?
Yeah.
And obviously the top four, Reading, Collingwood, Adelaide, Hawthorn and Sydney. Now, I want you to say yes or no as to whether you think they're a legitimate premiership chance. Okay? So if you think they can win it. Fremantle?
No.
No.
Geelong?
No.
No.
No. North Melbourne?
Yes.
No.
West Coast?
Yes.
Collingwood?
Yes.
Adelaide?
Yes.
Hawthorn?
Yes.
Sydney?
Yes.
Boys, who's your tip right now to win the premiership? Hugo?
Tip?
If you had to pick one of those teams, who would you pick?
Hawthorn.
Riley?
Collingwood.
I'd go with Hawthorn. They do need to improve on the way they played on Saturday night.
Yes.
Guys, remember to check out radiocarom.org, which is our website, which is fantastic, and all the other shows that's on at the moment. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, yada, yada, yada. And a big thank you to our sound engineers, Caitlin and Kobe, who have done a fantastic job. Boys, thank you for being on the show today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
You guys will be back on Friday for team talk.
Sure.
When we preview the next week of football.
Yep.
All right. So that's it for us. We'll speak to you guys on Friday as we bring you all the ins and outs for Team Talk.
Bye.
Four and five for the mark. Oh, that was an outstanding marking.
Use your laser on Taser. Shaw kept it alive. McVay gets to look at the goal. With a right from Fenner, he's kicked it. One of the goals of the year.
This summer was Carmichael Hunt. He's passed the point and now. Ladies and gentlemen, come on down, Carmichael Hunt. All around Australia. They'll get to see that one.
That was a monster, Hunter.
Have a look at his teammate. Every teammate has run to touch him.